All right, say you're talking about an amount of land. If a person owns several thousand acres of land, you might say, well, so-and-so, he sure owns
a lot of land.
Around here, do you ever hear people say, use the phrase, right smart?
Right smart, yeah.
Right smart,
yes, uh-huh.
Could you have a right smart of anything else, like of money?
Right smart of money, yes, goodness.
What about a right smart of pain?
Pain, yes.
Alright, what would be about the strongest thing that you would say if you really got aggravated at somebody? You know, just in the way of an exclamation or something you might say to yourself. You might not want to fool with this, but I'm, you know, talking about swearing.
I don't swear, so I really don't know.
Okay. Would you say heck?
Yeah.
Or shuck, something like that?
Something like that.
Which one of those?
Aw, heck.
Yeah. That's not too bad?
No, that's not too bad. Would just a little slang word.
Would you ever say damn?
No.
Okay. All right, say if somebody said something about you that you don't appreciate when you hear about it, you might say, why, the very...
very idea.
Say if you're walking downtown and you see somebody that you know, what might you say to them, you know, to greet them?
Well, hello, I haven't seen you in a long time.
Would you say anything to somebody you didn't know when you're walking along just to be saying something?
Just greet. Say hello or good morning, something like that.
Why would you greet somebody around December 25th?
Merry Christmas!
Is there anything else you say around Christmas? Or maybe on Christmas Day? Okay, kind of like a game. You say it to them before they say it to you?
Christmas gift.
That's it.
Yeah.
You still hear that?
Yeah.
When you say it, do you actually expect to get a gift?
No, I think it's just a matter of speech.
Okay, and on January 1st you say?
Happy New Year.
If somebody's done you a favor, you might say to them, well, I sure am much...
appreciate, much obliged.
Mm-hmm. Does that pretty sound pretty
yeah,
natural to you?
Pretty natural.
Okay. All right, if you need to get some things in town, you say you have to go to town to do some...
shopping.
And if you bought something in a store, the storekeeper, say, took a piece of paper and did what to it?
Wrapped it.
When you got home, you...
unwrapped it.
If a storekeeper sells something for less than what he paid for it, you'd say he sold it out of...
loss.
Okay. You see something that you like, you might say, boy, I sure would like to have that, but it just...
costs too much.
But if you really want it, you might go to the banker to see if you could...
or you might put it on layaway.
True. Okay. Or if it's a car, you might go to the banker to see if you could what?
Borrow the money.
And he might say, well, I'd like to help you out, but nowadays money is mighty...
tight.
Or...
scarce.
Sure. Okay. You ever heard that pronounced any other way?
Skase.
Sure. Now, is that blacks or older whites?
Older
or?
Whites and blacks, too.
Okay. And at the first of the month, you say the bill is...
due.
If you're in a club, you have to pay your
dues, club dues.
All right. Say, if there's a swimming hole around, there might be a board, you know. You would go off the end of the board.
Oh, that's the springboard.
Right. And yeah. You do what in the water?
Dive in the water.
Okay. You'd say you...
yeah. Old man, dive in the water.
Right. That's what I was going to ask you about. But what would you say? You'd say, I ran off the end and...
dived in the water.
Okay. If you've done it a lot, you'd say, I have...
dived.
Okay. And when you get in the water, you begin to...
swim.
Okay.
I wouldn't because I can't swim.
Right. Okay. You make it hypothetical. So you dived in the water and you what across?
Swim across.
You did what yesterday? You
swam.
Okay. If you've done it a lot, you'd say, I have...
I've swum.
All right. Somebody gets in water that's too deep for him, he might...
drown.
Yeah. Yesterday, three people
drowned.
A lot of people have
drowned.